Just then, his followers came back from town and were surprised to see him talking with a late woman. But none of them asked, "What do you want? Why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left the water jar and went back to town. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Do you think he might be Christ?" So the people left the town and went to see Jesus. Meanwhile, his followers were begging him, "Teacher, eat something." But Jesus answered, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the followers asked themselves, "Has somebody already brought him food?" Jesus said, "My food is to do what the one who sent me wants me to do and to finish his work. You have a saying, four more months till harvest, but I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields ready for the harvest. Now already the ones who harvest is being paid it and is gathering crops for eternal life. So the one who plants and the one who harvests celebrate the same time. Here the saying is true, one person plants and another one harvests. I sent you to harvest a crop that you did not work for. Another did the work and you will finish their work."
Thank you, Rebecca. We were reading from the book of John. That story is going to be told in a different way. I will invite Jania, Marian, and London Lights. You are invited to come up front, please. Boys and girls, come and join us. Yes, please. Marian, do you want the mic? Yes. Starting from there.
You want to come girls from the back?
Come, girls. Come, boys. Yeah. Come, girls. Come. Let's go. No? All right. You don't want to come? All right. Okay. No, I'm not sitting.
Just then, his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor."
That's fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marian, and thank you, Landon Lies. Jania, where did you put my parcel? I've got a parcel that I want to use with the young people this morning. Please, may I have it? Then we can help each other with the Landon Lies. Earlier on, I read to you what Paul was doing, what he had done. But as we carry on this morning, I want to show you something. It's all about sharing, but this sharing is centered on harvest. Thank you, Jania. Hey, Land on Lights. Can I have some of you to come and stand with me here? Now, please, be free to come. Come, girls and boys. The girls' brigade as well, you are invited to come. Right, don't worry about that. Instead of that one, put that one in your hand. Robert, who else is coming? Come. Corey. Exactly the number. Right. There is something that happens. You know, crops, apple trees, especially apple trees, they've got a little watch hidden in them, which we cannot see. Okay? You understand that? There's a little watch in every plant that goes tick, 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 tick. Yes? When it's time up now, the flowers will come up. And when the flowers have come up, then we have the apples. Lift up all your apples. Woo! The little watch has been ticking in the apple tree. And hence we've got apples. Okay, put your apples down. That process, adults, is called... Hey! You're all going to be graduates after this. What's that word? That is the process. With that little watch in the apple, it could be your vegetables. It could be wheat in the field. They've got that little watch which goes... Tick, 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 tick. And then when it's that time, flowers will come up. After flowers, we get the fruits. After the fruits, what do? Harvest. That's why we must... Your apple is gone. Oh, someone took her apple. Where is it? Please look for her apple. There it is. So you see, boys and girls, if the apple tree can listen to that watch in them, what about us listening to mom, dad, granddad, or grandma? We're supposed to listen, isn't it? Do we listen when they tell us something? I want an answer from you standing up front. Do we listen when they tell us something? Yeah? We've got to listen. Because if an apple tree can listen to the little watch in them, we also have got a little watch which is there when mom says, don't do this. Your little watch must tick, tick, tick and tell you to do the right thing. Okay? To the adults, can someone open on Genesis 8, verse 22, please? There's a Bible somewhere underneath. This is to complete that photopleiodism that I showed you earlier on. Genesis 8, verse 22. I got you, Mike, on that one. You can't win. It's like that book, Michael, you know the one I don't want to pronounce. That's the one? Right. Can someone read that verse for us? Thank you, Tony. Genesis 8, verse 22. Anyone can read that for us?
Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
Amen. As long as the earth exists. So the same applies, boys and girls. As long as the earth exists, we must listen to our God. If we don't listen to God, there won't be any harvest. Okay? So if you disobey, you know, then it's not going to be harvest. It's like the apple, not listen to the little watch in it. When it's going tick, 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 it must listen, okay? Then, we will then have to consider what to do next. Like what we saw on that video clip. These guys have been collecting tools, refurbishing the tools, sending to other people. They listen to that tick, tick, tick little watch in them to do something worthy, for a worthy cause. They collected the tools. But going back to the story that we read, Rebecca read a story to us, a very good story. There was this woman, she came to the well with her container, which was empty. She wanted water. Ordinary water. You get me? She wanted ordinary water. But there was a man standing by the well. In Jewish customs, adults, maybe the landlords might not know what is that, what I'm trying to say. Women and men don't talk to each other in public. It's taboo. But here, Jesus was talking to this woman at the well. At the beginning of that story, we are told she was promised of the living water. Only Jesus can give that living water. So this woman, when she heard that, she had an empty container. She thought the container was no longer useful. She left it because she had been promised the living water, which Jesus can give. What did she do? She left the container. She ran back to the town to go and invite other people. Jenia invited you earlier on to come and see this man who has told me everything about myself. Yeah? This woman, what she has done is she considered other people than herself. Okay, boys and girls? Always think about others before yourself, others and God, then you are number last. Okay? Don't be selfish. Always think about other people. Look what we've done this harvest. We've collected all these things, not for ourselves. You agree with me? We have collected these for other people. This is exactly what this woman did. She left her empty container because her life was empty. But when she found Jesus, her life was full again. So she wanted to tell other people. Are you going to run and tell your friends? When you go to school tomorrow, tell your friends, I have found Jesus. Okay? If they ask you, say, well, where have you found Jesus? Come to my church. My minister will tell you about this Jesus. And I will tell them about Jesus. Okay? Don't worry what they say. Just tell them, come with me. Even if they come once, we'll accept that. As we go along, this community, right, where this woman lived, they were pointing a finger at this woman. Oh, she's like this. She's like this. But they forgot these fingers are pointing at them. The woman had only one finger pointing at her. What about the three? They were pointing to the community. In this, I suggest, don't blame other people, okay? When someone does wrong, try and help them, okay? Instead of blaming them, help them. Someone might have a problem, but is afraid of the society to say what the problem is. So Matthew says, please don't judge other people. Matthew 7, verse 1. Do not judge, for you will be judged as well. You know, some people might have a problem, but because ye already perceive what the society is going to say, they keep it to themselves. Even if they are suffering, they won't tell you because they know what you're going to say. So this woman today is teaching us that please don't judge other people. Help them. I was empty before I found Jesus, but now I am full. Now I know what it is to avoid judging other people. So consider other people first. Your emptiness will be full because you have found living water in Christ. Yeah? As we go along, I was reading on the internet, bless me, when I was at college, one of my lecturers said to me, Gilson, when you go on the internet, don't use stuff from Wikipedia. Listen to this trick now. So for the best half of my training, I was avoiding Wikipedia. We were using Wales University website. And one day towards the last week of our training, the same lecturer, he said to me, I found this Wikipedia information about John the Baptist. The whole class went, ooh. You went on Wikipedia when you told us. So I also went on the internet and found some statistics that were shocking. As I was reading through, I read about, here are the statistics. The number of believers, non-believers, is growing between 70 and 77. That's between 2005 and 2010. 15 to 21% saw the steady decrease in people calling themselves Christians. Okay? These statistics show that Christian people are much less likely in the public to call themselves they are Christian or they practice that religion. In this research, it was found out that as numbers dwindled, commitment increased. But it's not about commitment that we're talking about. We are talking about bringing more harvest so that we can feel like this table is full. We need to bring more people to see what the Lord is doing for us. So, as Jesus was talking to this woman and his disciple, because his disciples were now worried, why was he talking to this woman? And because they forgot one thing. Jesus is Lord. Amen? Amen. We must all know that Jesus is Lord. And he is the Lord of the harvest. Yes? He is the Lord of the harvest. As why I brought these statistics to you boys and girls is because our numbers here are going down. Yes? That is the harvest that I'm talking about this morning. Forget about the crops. Christ said, I've got the food that you don't know about. My food is to do the will of the one who has sent me. And he says, open your eyes. The harvest is ready. So after giving you these statistics that I read to you, don't you think we must do what Matthew says in chapter 9, verse 37? Christ says, the harvest is ready, but the workers are few. Amen? Here is a tip what to do. A scholar by the name Gerald Bochet states that the woman heard this statement about Jesus and had to overcome three obstacles in her life. One, she was a woman. I told you in Jewish customs, women are not allowed to speak to men in public, but she went to speak to Jesus. All right, boys and girls. And then number two, this is what she did. She was a Samaritan. Now, after founding Jesus, all barriers in life are cancelled. Don't worry where you come from. I come from Zimbabwe, but I'm here preaching in this church. Amen. Amen. It's because of Jesus. I found the living water in Jesus. So the same applies to you as well. Barriers or obstacles, nothing should stop you to come to Jesus. Yes? Because when you come to Jesus, you have seen the light. Okay? The last thing, what she did, she didn't worry about what people were saying to her in society. Jesus has abolished all that. So Jesus say, come as you are, I will receive you, because it's part of the harvest. What is it that we want to do? We want to finish the harvest that Jesus has told us about. So God's desire is for everyone to be saved. God's desire is for everyone to be harvested into the barn. Listen to this. I was talking to someone else before the service. They said they used to live in front of... Right, boys and girls, you can sit down. You can go and sit down. Thank you. Yeah, that's yours. That's yours. That's your prize. I spoke to someone before the service. They said they used to live near a field. Just through the window of their house, they could see a farmer reaping or plowing. Okay? The idea why we harvest is to reserve those crops. Because if you leave them on the field, they will be destroyed either by birds, frost, or something else. But if you collect them, you put them in a barn. So they are not destroyed. And you also keep them in a barn for future use. But now Jesus is talking about a different harvest. This harvest is to be preserved for future. And the future is eternal life. Amen? That is what we are all doing. We have started that journey already. So what we should do is we must also think about other people who are not here. Because Christ didn't come for only us, but he came for everyone. So whenever we are together, we must also think about those other people, boys and girls, your friends at school, those who don't come to church. When you pray, pray for them. Okay? When you think about other things, think also about your friends. Because the Bible says, pray for your enemies. I don't have any enemies, but I pray for other people who don't know me, because they don't know God. So we need to pray for them. Okay? It says this in 1 Timothy 3, 2, verse 3 and 4. This is good and pleasing to God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. We don't want lies. If you want to see how people get cross, tell lies to them. Because the Bible says, the truth will always save you. It says so in John 8, verse 32. So, never tell lies. Your parents will never be happy with you if you are someone who tells lies. So, if you tell lies, you don't belong to God. Your father is Satan. The Bible tells me. My Bible says so. I don't know about yours. It says, Satan is the father of lies. God doesn't love lies. So, I want to belong to God. I don't know about you. But I think the young people will want to belong to God. Because our God loves us. And God is good at keeping his promise. When he says something, he will do it. Yes? He says in 2 Peter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Get this. As some understand slowness, instead he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That's why I spoke about collecting, harvesting, and storing them in the barn where they are protected. Your life is very important. God wants to protect it because God loves you. Yes? You should know that from today, that God loves you. He wants to protect you. But God is a generous God. He is a God who loves justice, but not only justice. But he loves rewarding us as well. When we read that scripture, it says in the end, he will give rewards. Recently, we watched the Olympics and Paralympics. Those who came number one, number two, number three, they got gold medal, bronze, and silver, is it? No, silver comes second. Right? So this is the same applies to us as well. As we are good at harvesting, we fill those bunnies and our father is looking at us. He says, oh, you deserve a prize. Oh, she deserves a prize. Yes? We will all be rewarded for doing this. This is why I said, let's finish the task that is before us. And Christ says, there are few workers. We need more workers to do the work, to finish the task. Are you going to be one of those workers to finish the task? Those of you who live in London, when you walk along, well, I can say a former shopping complex, you will see sort of dilapidated buildings. The builders have barricaded the area and demolished the old buildings. Whether they were going to build or they are still building, I'm not sure. But when you start something, finish it up. I think it's not a nice sight with some of us who live around. When you walk along that street and you see all those barricading around that area, when are they going to finish it? We don't know. But as I have been to London since last year, nothing has been happening in there. So it looks like they have abandoned that job. If they haven't, we ask them to come back to their senses and start constructing that building. So this is the same applies to Jesus as well. He has asked us, the harvest is ready. He said, open your eyes and look. There are few workers. An unfinished job is not pleasing. When you start something, complete it. This is why I said, finish the task that is before you. God says, Jesus said, someone sowed, someone planted, but God increased the harvest. Amen? So when you plant, don't worry about what is going to happen. You have planted, you have done your bit. Someone is going to pour some water to water it. Paul says in the book of Acts, he says, Apollos has watered, something like that. Yes. Yeah, Apollos watered. Yeah, he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. This is exactly what we do. You do your bit, the other one will do his bit. Maybe some of you might say, well, Gilson, we were here before you. We've done our bit. Now it's your turn. It doesn't work like that. We work together. I do my bit. You do your bit. Yes? We will both be rewarded by God. And this God is a God of justice. In the end, Londonites will get their present. The seniors will get their present. The Sunday school teachers will get their present for doing their bit. Equally, because he is a God of justice. When you've done your bit in the harvest, God will reward you. This is what the Bible says. So for this harvest to be complete, we must open our eyes and see what is ready to be harvested. Christ finished by saying, I send you to reap. That is the most part of the harvest service. I send you to reap. So he says, go and reap. When? It's now. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Go now. Because if you don't go to reap, those crops will be damaged. You know, the Bible says, we are not fighting against blood and flesh, but we are fighting against evil spirits. So if you leave that harvest there, they will dance around and say, oh, these ones are left behind. These are for us. Then they are destroyed. So innocent, we must gather them into the barn and they are safe. To finish, are we serious about the harvest that is ready? God is. We are being urged to organize ourselves for the harvest. Around where you live, there are some people who have been already being prepared by the Holy Spirit. They only want you to go and tap. And you'll be surprised how they receive you. If it was important for Jesus to die for the harvest, how important is it for you this morning? Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. The one who plants and the one who waters are one. Each will receive his reward. Jesus said, go and reap. Truly, these are the days of Elijah. We need to hear what Jesus is saying about the harvest. The harvest is ready. Go and reap. Let's pray together. Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for your message. Thank you for the words that are found in your book, Lord. They speak about you, and it's the truth. Father, we all want to hear the truth. Heavenly Father, as I pray at the end of this service, our harvest service, Heavenly Father, we have heard what your Son is saying. He is saying, go and reap. Father, we ask you to give us the strength to go and reap and be prepared to bring the harvest into the barn and preserve it for your glory. So, Father, as we finish our service this morning, I pray and ask anyone who has heard Jesus speaking to him this morning, come and we pray together. There is a prayer zone in this church, in that corner. This church is going to be used for harvesting others for Christ. If Christ died for this harvest, I am prepared to die for this harvest as well. Let's hope my brothers and sisters who are here this morning and the Londonlights children are also prepared, as Jesus was, to die for this harvest. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving our prayers. And Lord, we can ask you to bless this harvest that we've collected for the needy people. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.